In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Today is the completion of the Gospel of the Christmas liturgy. And it's speaking about Herod when he was enraged that the magos or the wise men ignored him and went directly after they visited our Lord Jesus Christ, the child. He killed 144,000 children from the region of Bethlehem, planning to kill our Lord Jesus Christ among them. But because we did not have a chance to meditate on the Gospel of the Christmas, we will come back today to see the full story of the Magos and also to learn why did the Church choose this part of the Gospel of St. Matthew to be read in the Christmas liturgy. Who are the wise men? They were scientists in their country, Persia, around Iran. For the stars, to study and also to know many things about that. They saw a strange star and they interpreted that with the birth of a king. And let us come back to the story from the beginning of chapter 2. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?" Born king, have you ever heard about a boy born a king? No. Any child is born is called a minister or heir of promise. The boy who will maybe one day a king. But our Lord Jesus Christ was born king. No one in the whole world was born king. Why? Because he was already king. So he is the king even before his birth. And the new thing was that he was born to become the king of Judea. Count with me. This is number one, the title of our Lord Jesus Christ. King, born king of Judea, born, but born king. Number two, when Herod heard that, he gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, and he inquired of them, listen, where the Christ was to be born. Then what did Herod understand? He understood that the boy who was born king of Judea is Christ, is the Messiah. Is Christ whom the Jews, according to the prophecies, were waiting to save them. Christ means Savior. Number two. But number one, he is King of Judea. Number two, he is Christ, the Savior. And then, so they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, in Bethlehem of Judea, this is the place in which Christ will be born. Thus it is written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, is in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler. Number three, a ruler who will shepherd my people. Number four. That's why the church chose this part on the Christmas to say it's not a normal man. It's not just a prophet. It's not a messenger came to us for a certain message. No. He is the King of Kings. And he is Christ. And he is the ruler. And also he is the shepherd. Was all of these titles said to the Lord Jesus Christ during his incarnation? Yes. All these were mentioned. On Palm Sunday, the people received him saying, Hosanna, King of Israel. Hosanna, King of Israel. Save us. Save us, O King of Israel. Okay? Number two, he is Christ. Not only the people discovered and many of them believed in him, but also the devils. In St. Luke's Gospel, it was written that the devils proved or knew that he was Christ. And then we come quickly to the gifts of the Magus. And I was thinking one day, these people were coming from the east. What for? To greet him? To see him? No. To worship him. To worship him. The wise men came from far to worship the baby born King of Israel. And this means that they believed that he is God. No man can worship another man. So they came from afar to worship our Lord Jesus Christ. And look to the betrayer. Look at the betrayer. Look at the infidel, Herod. He said to them, go and search for the child. When you find him, tell me, so as to come and worship him. So if he understood that he was just a prophet, he could have said to them, how come that you are coming from afar to worship a child? He knew that he was Christ. He felt that he was Christ. And to convince them to come back, telling him about the place in which our Lord Jesus Christ was born, he said to them, go search. When you find him, come to me, for me also to go and worship him. Now, he is the King of Kings. He is Christ, the Savior. He is the ruler. اللي بنقول له أكملت دي أو تدبير تعطفك تدبير economy of your parousia. But here he is the king, he is Christ, he is the man, he is the God to whom everyone worshiped while he was just a child, and he is the ruler who rules the whole world, heaven and earth, and also he is the shepherd. He himself said about himself, I am the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd. That's why the church chose this part in the Christmas liturgy to tell us he is not just a normal man. Every year we say happy birthday to you. No. He is the incarnate God. He came to be a king on our souls and to be a savior for our salvation and to rule our life as a ruler and to shepherd us because we are his sheep. Then the Magos offered to him 3 gifts, gold, frankincense, and the myrrh. How it was? Was it just a small box like what we see in the icons of? I don't think so. I don't think so. It should be a very, very big amount of gold. They are coming from the east to worship the king of Judea. Don't think that they were just bringing 50 grams or 100 grams of gold. No. They brought a huge amount of gold and as well frankincense and as well myrrh. I heard a reportage about or a program about the myrrh. One of the scientists said the value of the myrrh at that time was more expensive than the gold itself. So they presented him a very valuable gifts. And the question now, where was the gold? Where was the frankincense that they received? Where was the myrrh that Jesus Christ received when he was child? I'm sure that they gave it to the needy and the poor because Joseph was still working in Nazareth as a carpenter. So the first thing that the Lord gave was the gold to the world, the frankincense to the world, and the myrrh to the world. But these symbols that he gave to the world became exact in his life. He reigned on the throne, but not the throne of this world. He reigned on the throne of the cross. That's why we glorify him, saying, the Lord was enthroned on a wood. And also, the frankincense that he received from the Magus was resembling his priesthood. And as a high priest, the Lord did not only offer incense for us. No, he offered himself a sacrifice for the whole world. And this is the main difference between any priest in the whole world and the high priest, our Lord Jesus Christ. And the mirror, every one of us knows what the meaning of the mirror in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. From the beginning of his childhood, he escaped from Judea to Egypt, spending 3 years and about 11 months from the face of Herod, not out of fearness, but out of a good lesson to give us that he escapes from the evil, asking us to do the same thing. And in all his life, he suffered from everyone. He suffered from his family. He suffered from the Jews. He suffered from the devils. He suffered from the scribes and the high priests. He suffered from the Romans. He suffered many, many years, the 3 years and some months that he spent on earth. He was suffering. He did not find a place to put his head. He did not find a place to sleep or to rest. He suffered for me. All of that he did for me. And now the question, what will I do? What will I do towards what my Lord did for me? If he came to be a king, and I ask him every time I pray the Lord's Prayer, saying, "Thy kingdom come." Did his kingdom come to my heart? Is he enthroning in the center of my heart? And if he came as Christ to save me, do I repent and confess benefiting from this salvation? If he came to be a ruler, do I ask him to rule my life and manage my life? If he came to be my shepherd, am I a good sheep to follow him, or lost sheep to find out here and there to go and find strange pastures to eat? If he came to manage my life, if he came to offer himself as a sacrifice, do I accept this sacrifice to myself and say, "My Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom"? دي أحبائي الأسماء بتاعت المسيح اللي بتتقال في الإنجيل بتاع متى 2 ليلة عيد الميلاد. عشان كده زي ما كنت بقول هيرودس كان بيدور على عشان يقتله عشان فهم إن هو المسيح. المجوس يقوم يقول أين هو المولود ملك اليهود؟ مين في الدنيا تولد ملك؟ ما حدش في الدنيا تولد ملك غير المسيح، لأنه هو من الأول ملك بعدين اتولد ملك اليهود. جئنا شفنا النجم بتاعه وجينا عشان ايه؟ عشان نسجد له. يبقى هو ملك وإله في عينين المجوس. وهيرودس يقول لهم روحوا دوروا ولما تلاقوا الصبي تعالوا قولوا لي عشان انا كمان ايه؟ اسجد له. بس راح لليهود للكهنة وقال لهم تعالوا أين يولد المسيح؟ إذا هو فهم من المجوس إن الملك المولود هو يبقى مين؟ المسيح. كان ممكن قال لهم لا، إيه حكاية الملك؟ هو في ملك تاني؟ لا، هو فاهم النبوات، فاهم إن المسيح جاي، ودي مصيبة اللي فاهمين ومش عايشين. هيرودس فاهم، هيرودس يهودي، بس هيرودس حياته بايظة. هيرودس حياته بعيدة عن ربنا، لكن مخه فيه المعلومات مش كفاية. فقال لهم أين يولد المسيح؟ يعني أنت عارف المسيح جاي؟ قال آه جاي، بس أنا هخلص عليه عشان هياخد المملكة مني. وفاهم إن المسيح اللي جاي ده هيملك على بيت يعقوب للأبد، يعني هيشيل مملكة هيرودس أو ملك هيرودس وعيلته، يبقى هو الملك. أيضا لما جاء ينده الكهنة قالوا له آه ده هيتولد في بيت لحم، لأنه مكتوب وأنت يا بيت لحم لست الصغرى في بنات يهود، لأنه منك يخرج إيه؟ مدبر. يقول عنه القديس غريغوريوس أكملت التدبير بالجسد. أكملت التدبير بالجسد، كمل التدبير بالجسد. مدبر يرعى، يبقى راعي، يبقى هو ملك ومسجود له، والمسيح المخلص ومدبر والراعي، يبقى الراعي الصالح. يبقى اللي اتولد ده مين؟ هو المسيح المنتصر. أي واحد يقرأ الإنجيل ده ويفهم، يفتح قلبه، يقول اللي اتولد ده مش ممكن يكون إنسان عادي، مش ممكن يكون نبي زي اللي قبله ولا اللي بعده، مش ممكن، لا يمكن. ده لازم يكون هو الإيه؟ الإله المتجسد اللي المجوس سجدوا له وقدم له، قدموا له ذهب. كنت بقول يعني مش ممكن جايين من آخر الدنيا يدوا له كيلو ذهب ولا 2 كيلو ذهب، ده ادوا له بقى يعني كميات ذهب، وادوا له كميات بخور أو لبان، وادوا له كميات مر. راحوا ده فين كل ده؟ وزعوه، زعوهم على الفقراء والمساكين، وخدوا شوية كفتهم الرحلة بتاعت مصر وخلاص ورجع. ولما رجع يوسف النجار فضل يشتغل إيه؟ فضل يشتغل نجار، والخيرات اللي جابها دي قال اللي جابها المجوس قال لي قدموها لكل الناس. ولما الناس، لما واحد قال للمسيح أتبعك أينما تمضي، قال له يا ابني تتبعني فين؟ للتعالب أو جرة ولا طيور السماء أو كار، ولكن ابن الإنسان ليس له أين تسند رأسك. ده أنت يا ربي جاي لك كميات ذهب وكميات لبان وكميات مر يتباعوا ويكفوك أنت وعيلتك للأبد بالمخ المادي، بالعقل المادي. لكن مش ده المسيح. المسيح افتقر، بالك، افتقر ليغنيني أنا، مشي كعبد عشان يخليني أنا سيد وحر ويفكني من عبودية الخطية. طبعا كلنا عارفين الرموز بتاعة الذهب واللبان والمر، بس أنا بسأل نفسي يا رب يسوع أنت جيت ملك، هل أنت بتملك علي لما أقول لك كل يوم ليأتي ملكوتك وكل ساعة أقول لك ليأتي ملكوتك؟ أنت ملك على قلبي. ولو أنت المسيح، هل فعلا أنت المخلص اللي أنا بستفيد منه؟ وتوب من قلبي وارجع لك، وارجع لك وأقول لك خلصني، خلصني يا مخلص، وأقول لك توبني يا رب فأتوب. لو أنت المدبر، هل أنا بسيب لك التدبير واشتغل ولا بشتغل بمخي؟ لو أنت الراعي، هل أنا كخروف مطيع بشوفك وامشي وراك، ولا أعمل زي الخروف الضال وأبعد بعيد أدور على مراعي مش بتاعتك، مش بتاعتك، وأكل أكل مش أكلك، وأشرب شرب مش شربك، وأروح في حتت مش بتاعتك، وأشغل مخي مع ناس تانين غيرك؟ وإذا كنت أنت الراعي بتاعي يا ربي، أنا نفسي أمشي وراك علشان ينطبق علي كلامك، خرافي تسمع صوتي، أنا أدعو خرافي بأسمائه، فإيه؟ تتبعني. ربنا يدينا نعمة أن احنا نمشي وراه، ما نمشيش ورا العالم. اللي بيحصل لنا في اسكندرية ده وغيره وغيره، أساسه إن ربنا عايز يقول ارجعوا إلي فأرجع إليكم. لازم نتوب يا جماعة، لازم نرجع. لا تتصوروا القصص اللي بسمعها من اسكندرية ومن مصر ومن بلاد كتير عن قصص التوبة ورجوع عائلات كاملة لحضن المسيح بعد ما حصلت الحكاية دي. كنايس كانت مليانة للشوارع من كترها، والناس تايبة، مش جاية بس عشان تقول لا موتونا، لا، ده جاية تايبة. احنا محتاجين نتوب من قلبنا، محتاجين نرجع له، وهو بيقول لنا ارجعوا إلي أرجع إليكم يقول الرب، لأن المجد الدائم للأبد. أمين.